This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Another big airline merger in the works?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Sources say United Airlines and U.S. Airways are talking about joining forces. That combination would create the second biggest airline in this country. We get more now from Marketplace's Amy Scott, who joins us live. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Why would these two airlines want to merge?
Well, the airline business is hurting from high fuel costs and, of course, fewer people flying because of the recession. In fact, today, two other airlines, British Airways and Spain's Iberia, signed a deal to create the world's third largest airline. You know, the industry lost $11 billion last year, and merging is one way to save money by cutting overlapping flights and jobs. But, of course, that often means layoffs.
And what about for passengers, Amy? Are we going to end up paying more to fly?
That's definitely a concern when you have fewer airlines out there competing for your business. But I spoke this morning with Mark Pilling, who edits Airline Business Magazine, and he's not too worried about that.
There's still a lot of competition in this market, and I think that there will always be the case. Yeah, there are certain routes that would suffer, you know, inevitably. But this is what regulators are for. They're meant to look at these things and see, you know, what remedies might be put in place.
And, of course, antitrust regulators would have to sign off on this deal if it happens. But United and U.S. Airways have talked about pairing off before, and it hasn't happened. And these latest talks are still reportedly in the early stages. So this time it could fall through, too.
Okay. Marketplace's Amy Scott. Amy, thank you.
You're welcome.
Time to do the numbers. European stocks are down 1% now. Greek debt continues to be a concern. Bank stocks in Greece tumbled this morning. Asian shares were down as well, especially in Thailand, where anti-government protests prompted the government there to declare a state of emergency. And yesterday, the Dow lost 72 points. It closed at 10,897. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is in Beijing today for talks with one of China's top economic aides. Now, climate change might come up, also Iran and North Korea, but most observers say this meeting's real focus is currency. From Shanghai, reporter Bill Marcus has the story.
Timothy Geithner's agenda in China hasn't been released. In fact, it's unknown if it's even been finalized, considering China's surprise invitation to the U.S. Treasury Secretary was only just announced yesterday. But the high-level talks between finance officials suggest that China's monetary policy is on the docket. Experts say don't expect anything radical as a result of the meeting. A key Bank of China advisor today expressly recommended against any sharp rise. Tom Miller is an economist with Dragonomics.
I don't think it presages that there's going to be a sudden move in the renminbi. I think it's a sign that the U.S. and China are talking to one another, and that's very positive, but I don't think it's anything to be desperately excited about.
Many think that the talking is directly related to the decision made over the weekend by the Obama administration to delay a high-stakes report that could have labeled Beijing a currency manipulator. Others say that China wants the yuan to appreciate, as long as it looks like they're not pressured into it. In Shanghai, I'm Bill Marcus for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Citrix, offering Go to My PC, providing remote access to a Mac or a PC from anywhere. More at gotomypc.com/market. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong.
Even though companies are beginning to hire again, there are still about five times as many people looking for work as there are jobs to fill. But what if I told you that by 2018, there could be more jobs than job seekers? Actually, what if our economics editor, Chris Farrell, told you that? Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Doesn't sound right, Chris. What's gotten into you?
Well, I've been bitten by the demographic bug. Now, baby boomers are getting older. The oldest boomers will start getting Medicare next year.
Granted, but is that alone, Chris, enough to take us from not enough jobs to too many?
Well, according to two economists, Barry Bluestone, Mark Melnick, and Northeastern University, now, they use a very simple economic model. The economy is going to recover. And then they assume that older workers will continue to retire at their normal retirement age, and we have no major change in immigration policy. And then they take into account that there's a baby bust generation. So there's going to be a gap of about 5 million jobs. 30% to 40% of the jobs that could be created from 2008 to 2018 could go begging.
30% to 40%. Does that mean that wages then have to rise enough to lure grandma and grandpa back to work?
Oh, you would think so. That'd be the smart thing to do, right? But companies hate paying more. Now, they could also change immigration policy. I don't see that happening. You could do some more offshoring. You know, there are limits to that. No, I think what they're going to do is say to grandma and grandpa, we're not going to pay you more, but we're going to change your benefit policy. You know, with young parents, we have maternity leave. When you have a grandchild born, we'll give you leave.
Interesting. Now, Chris, I could be wrong here, but I think of younger workers as being the innovators in our economy. Can our economy thrive with an older workforce?
Our economy can thrive and be even more productive. Look, this isn't a story of no young workers. We're going to have plenty of young workers and lots of immigrants that are hustling to make a better life for themselves and their children. But older workers have knowledge, they have experience, and they're going to continue to share what they have learned over the years, and that's going to help out as companies navigate business cycles and competition from other nations.
Okay. Our wise, experienced, yet dynamic economics editor, Chris Farrell. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
And finally, the New York Times reports that states trying to cut their budget deficits are thinning out a tangle of advisory commissions. So Washington State's Special License Plate Review Board was not special enough to survive. The Connecticut Advisory Commission on American and Francophone Cultural Affairs will have to bid adieu. And Iowa cut its Grape and Wine Development Commission. Too bad. Maybe they could merge with the abandoned Francophones of Connecticut. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.